We've got a good one for you guys today. The dirty secrets of the black market weed cart game. We're going to go over three things: knockoffs, dirty distillate, and cutting agents. So let's hop right in. So the black market weed cart industry really popped off 2-3 years ago with dank carts, Mario carts, and exotic carts. These are sort of the three big names in the black market weed cart industry. There was also, you know, Kingpen and Smart Cart and a few others. Anyways, the reason these things popped off so big in the black market industry is you can buy all these online. If you go to DHgate or you go to Alibaba, you can go and you can buy empty weed carts. You can buy the packaging. Then all you have to do is go home, fill the cart, put it in the box, and now you have a dank cart or a Mario cart or an exotic cart. People caught on to that pretty quickly, though, and realized that most of the products that were in the market were complete, absolute dog shit. Supercut, using super dirty distillate, and people realize, okay, we're not going to smoke dank carts anymore. We're not going to smoke exotics. We're not smoking Marios. We're going to go find some other brands, which is great. The issue is, you can find those same exact brands online. If you go to Alibaba for DHgate right now, and you type in weed cart or vape cart, whatever you want to call it, there is a huge list of brands just on the first two pages of these websites. You've got Stizzy's, Plug and Play, Cali Plug, Cookies, Glow, KRT, TKO, Big Chief, West Coast Cure, Smart Carts, Lion's Breath, Muhammad's, Rove, Dank, Brass Knuckles, Kingpin. On the first two pages of these websites, there's 16 pretty well-known brands that you can just go buy the packaging for, go buy the carts for, take them home, take them to your warehouse, wherever, and fill them. And now you've got, you know, Stizzy pens, or you've got plug-and-play devices. The reality is, unless you're buying one of these cartridges from a legal dispensary, there's like a 100% chance that it's a complete bullshit product. Your plug, your friend, your connect, they are not getting real Kingpins. They're not getting real plug and plays or real Stizzies. The reality is, you can only get those from a licensed dispensary now. Those brands are no longer pushing their product out the back door into the black market or gray market, whatever you want to call it. It's just not happening. So if you're buying these well-known brands off the street, they're not from the real brand. You have to go to a legal dispensary, a licensed dispensary. That is the only place that you're going to get a real Stizzy pen or a real King pen or a real pretty much anything these days. Every well-known brand, the packaging in the vape cart or the device can be bought from China, brought in here, filled, packaged, and sold on the streets. So now you may be asking, well, why is that a bad thing? You know, why does it matter if I get it from a dispensary or not? And it really comes down to the lab test. The reality is, unless you go and you get your product lab tested, there is no way in hell, no way to know whether it's contaminated with the pesticides or solvents or heavy metals or anything, because those things aren't seen to the naked eye. You can't look at distillate and say, oh, there's pesticides in here. The only way to know is going and getting it tested. And most black market weed dealers are not testing their carts. Most manufacturers are not testing their distillate. They're buying it from whoever they can, filling the vape carts, packaging them, and then selling them across the country. They're not taking that extra step to verify that their products are healthy, are clean, are good. Reality is, they don't know either. So if you can't see the pesticides or the solvents, the heavy metals in your distillate, there's just no way to know unless you go and get them lab tested. It's not like these people are intentionally trying to sell you a dirty product or sell you a hot product. You know, they bought it from their distillate maker or their distillate manufacturer. They say, oh, this is a great, clean product. You know, they just don't know. They don't know either because they have not gotten their stuff tested. So unless you're buying a cart from a real licensed dispensary, if you're buying it from the street, it's most likely dirty. It's most likely contaminated. They're not doing this on purpose. They just don't know either. They're told they're buying a clean distillate liter or multiple liters. They're putting it in their carts, and then they're saying they've got the best, greatest, cleanest product. And unless they have actual lab tests to back that up, it's all full of shit. Now, if you have one of these name brand carts and there's a scan code or it has written on there lab tested, it's probably full of shit. They didn't buy it from a licensed lab. The odds of them going and testing it themselves, spending the money to test it themselves, this isn't going to happen. Because even if it came back dirty, they're most likely still going to sell it because they've got $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 invested in their 1,000 vape carts they just made, and they want to get paid for that. So the other downside to buying black market weed carts is the cutting agents. So you may or may not remember a few year and a half ago, there was a huge vitamin E acetate vape pandemic, we'll call it. Now it was all full of shit. Vitamin E was not causing people to die. There was a study that came out that showed it was actual poor quality metals that was in the vape carts. So you were essentially inhaling straight metal fumes, which is not good for your lungs, terrible for your body. That is what was actually causing the whole vape pandemic. Now, don't get me wrong. Most black market people cut their carts. If you've got a $4,000 kilo of distillate and you've got a $50 kilo of cutting agent, you mix them together, you now have 2 kilos that cost you $4,050 instead of 2 kilos that would normally cost you $8,000. They're able to bring their cost down a lot more. This is what vitamin E acetate looks like. Super thick. It's clear. And when you put it in a vape cart, something crazy happens. This is pretty thick in this big jar. But watch what happens when we put this in a 1 mL vape cart. Look at this. You see that air bubble at the bottom? It's not even moving. So the cutting agent itself is almost as thick as distillate. That's why so many people were using the vitamin E acetate. You could take half a kilo of distillate, half a kilo of this, mix them together. You now have a full kilo of THC distillate, enough to fill 1,000 carts. And this stuff was super inexpensive. I mean, a full kilo of this may have costed you a couple hundred bucks back in the day when vitamin E acetate was at its prime. You can probably get this stuff for goddamn near free almost now because all the news and hype and media about it, you know, sort of killed the demand. However, it is still being used. The reason that all these people who were in the hospital or getting sick from vaping carts and the vitamin E acetate was found in their lungs. Now, it's not what caused it, but everyone was using this. So if you're smoking a black market weed cart, you're getting vitamin E acetate in your lungs. Now those black market weed carts, you know, you're getting them for 30, 40, 50 cents off DHgate or Alibaba. Super low quality, super low materials. So you're not only inhaling straight metal fumes from these carts, but you're also inhaling the vitamin E acetate. So when the doctors were looking at all these people's lungs, and the big commonality was they all had vitamin E acetate, it's because every single black market weed dealer is using this stuff. And it may not even be your plug who's using it. Maybe your plug or your connect is buying their distillate from someone else, and that person mixed the vitamin E acetate with the distillate and then sold it to the person making the carts. And that person making the carts isn't getting it lab tested, so they don't know what the THC content is. They don't know what's in there. They really have no idea. So unless you're buying a weed cart from a licensed dispensary, there's just no way of knowing if it's clean or not. Now, I'm not saying every weed cart on the black market's bad, but the high majority of them are. and any well-known name brand black market wheat cart, it's not coming from the actual main company. And you know, if you find a black market Kingpin or a black market Stizzy cart, that's not coming from Stizzy. That's not coming from Kingpin. Those people are buying the packaging and the devices from China, bringing them here, filling them with whatever distillate they can find, and then selling them across the country. I mean, this is being done in huge quantities. I mean, hundreds of thousands of black market wheat carts, all knockoffs, mostly with dirty distillate. So if you want to go and get your wheat cart tested and actually find out what's in there to get a complete full panel test, which is going to be heavy metals, pesticides, cannabinoids, residual solvents, and microbial impurities, you need about 10 carts from the same batch. So you have to buy 10 carts. You have to go, you get to bring that to a lab. It takes them a couple days. They need 10 carts because they need to have enough product to do all the different tests. Now you can go and just bring like 4 or 5 grams of just straight distillate to the lab and have them test it. But the issue is when you bring them carts, they're not able to get all the distillate out of the cart. So they make you bring a few extras to make sure they have enough to finish all their tests. So to get to the point, if you're buying a cart on the black market and it's a big name brand, it's not from the real company, it's a knockoff. The distillate that is in those carts is most likely unhealthy or dirty or not clean because they just don't know. They're not getting it tested. There's no way to tell by the naked eye what's in your distillate. And most of the time, the people making the distillate don't even know. You know, they just buy their trim, they extract it, the pesticides, the heavy metals, all the BS is in that trim that they're running. And so they're taking a pesticide heavy product and turning into a distillate. That distillate, those pesticides still stay in that distillate. And lastly, if you're smoking wheat carts and it's extra clearer, it's more clear or see-through than normal, and it's not getting you very high, but it's still thick, it's most likely vitamin E acetate. You cannot tell by looks. Looks mean nothing in this industry. I mean, they do to an extent, but to truly tell if your product's clean, go get it lab tested. Buy it from a licensed dispensary. Don't take the risk. There's a lot of bad things that can be in there. Hope you enjoy the video. See you next time.